You may be seated if you would turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. My subject this morning, the gift. The gift. I got a little card in the mail. I started to bring it with me, but it was a little card and it talked about the gift. And from that little card, I got along with the Lord, and all week long I talked to the Lord, and he gave me this message. And I want to bless you with the Christmas story and about the gift that belongs to anyone and everyone. This is a special time of year because Christmas began with a gift given to the human race 2,000 years ago. It was a child born in a Bethlehem stable and laid in a manger. His birth was announced by wise men, and these wise men, and they were guided from the east by a special star. I love the Christmas story as it's given in Luke chapter 2. Let's read it. It says Luke 2 and 1. And it came to pass in those days that went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrene was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own country. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapping him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's some of the most beautiful words you could ever hear. When the angelic messenger announced his birth, said, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. My subject this morning, the gift. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your presence here. Lord, one of the greatest gifts of all is to have your presence in a service, to have your presence in our heart, to have your presence in our home. Lord, we praise you. And Father, we thank you for the gift that you gave to us. And Lord, we just thank you that you are the gift that just keeps on giving. And Lord, as I lay sleeping at night, and Lord, I would get up as you would give me thoughts and you would give me direction on this message. Now I ask you to take the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in your sight. And Lord, let your word find its lodging in the hearts of people. Lord, this is a special season, Christmas, a time of miracles. Thank you for miracles, God, and fulfilling those needs that are so evident among the people. Bless your people. Seat us together in the heavenly places. Let me preach the gospel with the Holy Ghost power. Let my tongue be like the writer's pen. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. I'm looking at Brother Ray here, and Brother Ray, he says, it's not enough to just preach it with power. We need an ear to hear. So may we also have that ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. But one of the greatest miracles of all times was when the Son of God took upon himself the form of human flesh. The Son of God became the Son of Man so that we who are sons and daughters of men could become the sons and daughters of God. The prophet Micah foretold the place of his birth, which would be Bethlehem, Judea. The prophet Isaiah told of this event 700 years before it happened. The prophet said, he's coming, and one of the signs of his coming shall be this. A virgin is going to bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And then the prophet makes it very personal. I like to take the word of God and look at it and say, he's talking to me. And if you'll turn to Isaiah 9 and 6, you hear what the prophet is saying, what God showed him. Isaiah 9 and 6, the prophet said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The prophet said, his name shall be called Wonderful. Oh, I could preach on that for a long time. It's wonderful to see what God has done in the lives of people. It's wonderful to see people saved. It's wonderful to see people delivered. It's wonderful to see people healed. It's wonderful to see the many works of God and the magnitude of his grace and of his mercy. Hallelujah. The prophet said, his name shall be called Wonderful. And Jesus was wonderful in the way that he fulfilled biblical prophecies. As a matter of fact, he fulfilled more than 300 prophecies about his birth alone. Not the other prophecies, but just his birth. His birth is no myth. His birth is a historical fact. Hallelujah. His coming was prophesied. It's also recorded in the text that I read. And millions of lives have been changed because he came to us. Hallelujah. He didn't just fulfill one or two of the prophecies, but he fulfilled more than 300 prophecies about his birth. There had to be a tribe into which Jesus was to be born, and God said it would be the tribe of Judah. There had to be a family, a rod out of the stem of Jesse, of the family of David. There had to be a place, so God whispered to Micah, the place, Bethlehem of Judea. There had to be a time, and Jesus marked down through 42 generations, and in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us that were under that law. But he has freed us from the law and put us under his amazing grace. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful that he's so wonderful that he could transform us and bring us out of the kingdom of darkness and translate us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the fullness and the riches of his glory. I think we ought to give Jesus a standing ovation. Come on, let's praise the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. He fulfilled all the prophecies about his birth, so there can be no doubt as to who Jesus really is. His birth was wonderful because God came in the person of Jesus Christ to provide salvation for the whole world. And this was the gift we needed most, a Savior, the Son of the living God. And that was the good news that was proclaimed by the angel. Fear not, for behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And today I want to submit to you three reasons why God's gift of a Savior is so important. First of all, there's the greatness of the need. And then there's the greatness of the gift. And then there's the greatness of the cost of that gift. Point number one, the greatness of the need. The future of the entire human race was at stake. Sin has separated God from man, and Christmas points us to the birth of Jesus and to our deliverance from sin. Christmas is about God coming in human flesh. John said, we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. He said, the Word was made flesh, the Logos, the eternal Christ, and he dwelt among us. Hallelujah. A Savior, a Redeemer, a perfect sacrifice, someone who could deliver us from the bondage of sin. Isn't it wonderful to be free from sin, to know that you know, and to be sure that you're sure that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life? And as we celebrate this special occasion, Christmas, we know the reality of Christ in us, the hope of glory. We know, hallelujah, because we've been transformed by the miracle working power of the new birth. I tell people, I said, if you don't like the way you were born the first time, try being born again. I'm sure you'll like that. Give Jesus a clap offering of praise. Aren't you glad to be born again and to be saved? Hallelujah. See, Christmas is about God coming in human flesh. Then I thought about love. You know, love is the greatest gift anyone could ever give. And love is what the Father gave us on that Christmas, that first Christmas morn. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes or in rags, and she laid him in a manger. He came to us. And that means that he came to you and you and you and you, and he came to me. Isn't that wonderful? He came to us. I love that song, and I like to hear John Starnes sing that thing. He came to us. He said he came to me. He came to me. He came to me. I could not come to where he was, so he came to me. That's why he died on Calvary. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He came to us, church. Thank God he came. The prophet said, unto us a child is born. But you've got to make that personal. Unto us means unto you, unto me. Unto us who were bound by chains of sin. Unto us who had no peace within. It was unto us that Jesus Christ came. But you got it. Make it personal. He came to me. Oh, I think back on my life. He came to me when I was bound in chains of sin. He came to me when I could find no peace within. Then he reached down and drew me gently to his side. And today, in his sweet love, I now abide. He came to me. He came to me. I could not go to where he was, so he came to me. That's why he died on Calvary. Sing it. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. He came to me. He came to me. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. That's why he died on Calvary. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. Aren't you glad he came to you? I'm looking back there, Brother Raleigh Scott. I called him recently and prayed for him. He had had a heart operation. He had also had a spot on his lungs. He went to the doctor, and guess what? Got a clean bill of health. Hallelujah. He came to you, Brother Raleigh. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. How many of you can testify that he came to you when you were broken, when your life was shattered, when your dreams were shattered, when your heart was aching and you felt like the whole world was crumbling around you? And he came. He came. He came to you. Make it personal. He came to me. And that's why God's gift of a Savior was so important. But not only is that the greatness of the need, that's the greatness of the gift. Hallelujah. Jesus had the approval of the Father. God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The very moment you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, you are delivered from the power of sin. You may not have received the revelation, but you have been delivered. And sin no longer has dominion over you because you are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the greatness of the gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus I'm lying in my bed and I'm putting this together and I'm getting up all during the night. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. Woo! Hallelujah. Go on, praise Him. He's the gift that keeps on giving. He was made sin with our sins so we could be made the righteousness of God in Him. He became sin with our sin. He took our shame. He took our place. He took our rebellion. He took our brokenness. And He took the law that was against us and He nailed it to the cross and obtained eternal redemption for you and for me. He took every sin, every evil habit, every disease, every depression, every pain. He took everything that could ever come against you and He took it upon Himself and He nailed it to the cross. He took your curse. He took your shame. He took your sickness. He took your disease. He tasted death for every man. And He went into the spiritual realm and He defeated and conquered the devil so that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. Somebody go on, praise Him. God, hallelujah, gave us the gift. His name is Jesus, the Son of the living God. God has made you worthy of the gift. People say, oh, you're not worthy. Let me tell you, God has qualified you. God has made you worthy. God gave His Son, and God was doing it to reconcile us back to Himself. Hallelujah. You have His life. You have His spirit. You have His nature. You have His blood. You have His name. You have His word. You have His power. And it's up to you to rise up and rebuke the devil and take your place in Jesus Christ our Lord. You are redeemed. Spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. And God's ideal for you is that you begin to rule and reign in life as a king unto Jesus Christ. He hath made us kings and priests unto God. Take your position. Hallelujah. There's a real devil. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I give you power. I give you authority over all His power. So rise up, church. There are people counting on us. They're counting on somebody to rise up in the power and the anointing and the glory of God. There's a world that's hurting, and He came to us so the world could receive life and have that more abundantly. Go on, praise Him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I was writing yesterday when this one come to me. Let the naysayers say nay, but let the yea-sayers yea say yea. Because every promise of God is yea, and the amen is spoken by us to bring glory to God. Every time you say yes to God's promise, every time you say amen to it, let it be in my life. The Bible says, without faith it's impossible to please Him. He that cometh to God must believe He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And if you seek Him, eyes not seen, ears not heard, it's not even entered the hearts of man, the things God has prepared for those that love Him. Do you love Him? Hallelujah. I love Him. I love Him with all my heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, and I'm excited about what Jesus is doing. Let the naysayers say nay, but let the yea-sayers say yea, because every promise of God is yes, and the amen is spoken by us to bring glory to God. Come on, let's give Him a standing ovation. We're not even having church tonight, but we can have it this morning. Glory to God. He came to us. You are what God said you are. You have what God said you have. And you can do what God said you can do. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. But it's up to you to take your place in Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the gift that keeps on giving. Many of you have received the gift of salvation. Why not receive the gift of sanctification? See, the greatness of the gift declares your freedom from sin and from its dominion. You don't have to be bound by your past. You don't have to be bound by chains of darkness. You don't have to be bound by drugs and alcohol. You don't have to be bound by nicotine. You don't have to be bound by a temper or a foul mouth. You can get your stuff under the control of the Holy Ghost, because He's the gift, Jesus is, that keeps on giving. And He sent the Holy Ghost to the church, glory to God. He earned that right by His death, burial, and resurrection, put His blood on the mercy seat, and the gavel of justice came down and pronounced pronounce man innocent if he'll call upon the name of the Lord. And all his promises belong to you. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Take the gift of sanctification. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. That's sanctification. That's the second blessing where God breaks every chain. And you don't have to be a slave to anything. Let God sanctify you. Some people, they need to be sanctified and freed from the hurts and the pains and the chains of their past. Just put your hand in that nail-scarred hand. Just walk with the Master. Obey his word and watch God work in your life. Oh, let all the naysayers say nay, but praise God, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And as a husband and as a leader of my home, praise God, I'm going to make an impartation, not only in my immediate family, but my children. Praise God, I've got children. They're married. They're off my payroll. Hallelujah. They've got children of their own. They're in church. And I want them to grow in grace. I want them to become radical for Jesus like I am. Don't you want that for your family? Don't you want them to be radical and praise God and not to be ashamed, hallelujah, of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. Thank God for the beautiful decoration. Thank God for the gifts that we give one another. Thank God for everything that we celebrate. But let's never forget to celebrate Jesus, the gift that God gave us, for God loved us and sent him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. That's the most important thing you could ever get. So get saved and go on to the second blessing. Then as the baptism in the Holy Ghost, and then as the gifts of the Spirit, and then as the fruit of the Spirit. See, Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. And then as heaven, with all its splendor, with all of its glory, throughout eternity. Oh yes, Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. It cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Since childhood I heard of a heaven. He's a gift that keeps on giving. I wondered if it could be true, if there could be mansions eternal up there somewhere beyond the blue. I wondered if people really go there. Then one day sweet Jesus came in. I caught a vision of heaven. My soul with all heaven did blend. Heaven, happy home above. Heaven, land of peace and love. Oh, it makes me feel like traveling on. Heaven, eternal. Heaven, supernal. I'm so glad that it's real, and Jesus is going to be there. Our loved one's going to be there, and God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we're going to be there, united with everyone through the endless ages of paradise that God has prepared for us. He is the gift that keeps on giving. Go and praise him. Hallelujah. Throughout eternity, he will be giving. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the greatness of the gift. The gift keeps on giving. Hallelujah. And then that's the greatness of the cost. Isaiah said, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And you cannot talk about the babe in the manger and not talk about the man on the cross. For the preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Do you believe? Then praise God, it all belongs to you. Just let your faith soar up like an eagle. Hallelujah. You cannot forget the cross. Jesus was born in a manger to die on a cross because he's the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. He knew man would fall into sin, but he said, I'll go, Father. I'll go, and I will redeem them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? What do you need? It's a free gift. It's wrapped up in the gift, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. The cross, the suffering Savior, the greatness of the cost. Calvary, where the Son of God died so that the sons of men could become the sons of God. Calvary, the most sacred place on planet Earth. Calvary, where angels wept and the devils rejoiced. Calvary, the place where the sins of the whole world were laid upon him who knew no sin. Calvary, where sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and shame. I'm so glad, praise God, that my past is gone, eradicated. He said, I'll take your sins and I'll cast them into a sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. Then he comes along through the preaching of the Apostle Paul. He said, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He's the gift that keeps on giving. So put your hand in that nail-scarred hand. Walk with the Master, hallelujah. Talk with the Master. Read his word. Declare his promises back to him. Then establish his word, which is forever settled in heaven. Establish it on earth, hallelujah. It's up to you. It's up to me. We have the keys of the kingdom. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah to the man. Calvary, where we can go and find peace and joy and hope. Calvary, where we see God at his best and man at his worst. The cross speaks to us of the greatness of the cost. He said, no greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for a friend. He called us friends when we were yet in our sin. And he loved us just the way we were. But he loved us so much, he didn't want to leave us the way we were. Hallelujah. No one has ever understood our humanity as Jesus understands us. Unto us a child is born. Unto us who are human, he was human. Unto us who suffer disappointments, he was disappointed. Unto us who are betrayed, he was betrayed. He was a man acquainted with grief and with sorrows. It was unto us that the Savior came. Unto us a son was given. That speaks of the divinity of Jesus Christ. Oh, he's the Logos, the eternal one that was there when the morning stars sang together and God spoke. The Master Jesus spoke, said, let there be light, and there was light. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Logos, the Word was God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Hallelujah. And he made it possible, after all of that creation, and after man fell into sin, he made it possible for us to become new creations in Christ, where old things are passed away and all things have become new. And the Holy Ghost is saying for the second time, don't let your past hold you in chains of bondage. Remember who Jesus is. Remember what he did at the cross. Remember the power of his blood. Don't forget any of his benefits. He forgives all our sin. He heals all our disease. He crowns our lives with loving kindnesses and tender mercies. Hallelujah. He satisfies our mouth with good things and renews our youth like the eagles. What a Savior. What a God. What a King. Hallelujah. That would come and live inside the hearts of men and women. Go on and praise him that you're born again, that you know him and you know him personally. Hallelujah. Unto us a son was given. A son was given because God wants sons. God wants children. And it's through his son that we have salvation. He has redeemed us with his own precious blood. And there is salvation in none other name given among men under heaven, whereby you must be saved. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But he went to an old rugged cross, and he shed his precious blood so we could be free from sin. Each drop of blood bought me a million years. A soul was born each time he shed a tear. He loosed the chains that fettered you and me. He bought my soul by death at Calvary. But he didn't stay dead. Hallelujah. Death had no dominion. Death had no power. On the third day up from the grave he arose. The mighty conquerors of the foes. He arose from the dead and the dark domain. And he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. Somebody go on and praise him. Woo! Because he lives, we too shall live. A son was given. God gave his son to save the whole world from their sins. No one else can set the captive free. No one else can lift the heavy burden. No one else can break the chains and the shackles of sin. He alone and no one else. He alone is the only one who can deliver from the guttermost to the uttermost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he came to save us. He alone is the Savior. I'm so glad he came to us. Hallelujah. I'm so glad he came to me. He came to me when I was bound in chains of sin. He came to me when I could find no peace within. Isn't that your testimony, that he came to you? But let me tell you something. He's the gift that keeps on giving. Christmas is such a special time of year because Christmas is about Christ. I got a little poem that beautifully expresses these thoughts that I've preached. It's written in the first person, and Jesus is speaking. Listen to the voice of the Master. If you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer in Bethlehem. I'm right there where you are. You may not be aware of me amid all the celebration. You'll have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations. But if you'll take a moment from your list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find me waiting there for you. You're the one I want to be with. You're the reason that I came. And you'll find me in the stillness as I'm whispering your name. Love Jesus. Hallelujah. Love Jesus. I promise you, he's as close as the mention of his name. And you'll find him walking through the pages of this book. And as you go from Genesis to Revelation, you'll see a scarlet thread that he came to us who were bound in chains of sin. He came to give us deliverance, to give us a great life. Hallelujah. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The cross speaks to us of our eternal redemption. But the cross was only part of the price that he gladly paid. He did not die for his own sins. He did not die because he was a victim of circumstances. He was God's supreme gift to you and me. The Lord sent me this. The Bible says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." That just came to me over the internet. What a beautiful scripture. It is Psalms 95, verse 6. "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." See, this is the call of heaven to the entire human race to kneel down, to bow, and to receive the gift from God. God's gift is waiting for you. Don't miss it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That some of you, you may never have unwrapped your gift, and God has spoken to you this morning. I love the scripture where it says, "The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out." There's a fire burning upon this altar.
Yes.
There's a fire that can free you from every chain, from every bondage. There's a fire, a holy fire, that purges, that cleanses, that washes, and that heals. Hallelujah. It is the fire of God. And I was preaching a sermon, and I was talking about the angel with the golden censer. And he was swinging it back and forth there before the throne of God. in the holiest of holies in heaven itself. And as our praises go up, their incense that he takes, and our incense in that canister, that golden censer. And as he receives our praise and our worship, our great high priest, Jesus, he sprinkles those incense upon them. And those prayers go up into the nostrils of the Father and fill the prayer bowls. And then he takes the censer and a mixture of fire off of that altar. Can you see it? And he takes it and he casts it into the earth. Oh, I can literally see that. After I preach that, I see that fire being cast in the situation. I see the fire of deliverance. I see the fire of salvation. I see the fire of healing. I see miracle working fire. Hallelujah. Have you unwrapped your gift? I'm going to give you a chance before I ask for all the saints to come. I've got plenty of time left. It's only 11:48. You got 12 minutes, hallelujah, before you have to go and eat or whatever is planned on your schedule. But I want to give the sinner or the backslider a chance to come and receive the gift. God loves you. If you don't remember anything else I've preached, remember this. God loves you. God loves you with an everlasting love. No matter how far down you've gone, no matter how good you try to be, that's not the greatest expression of his love. That's an expression of our love when we serve him. But the expression of his love was the cross, the cost of this great salvation. As the greatness of the need, we had a tremendous need. That's the greatness of the gift, he came to us. And that's the greatness of the cost. God loves you so much that over 2,000 years ago, he sent the greatest gift of all times. He sent his son. Let us stand.
At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the
let's come to the altar, please. Bring your burdens, bring your need, bring your dreams,
it was there,
bring your heartaches, your pains, your sickness, your disease, your need.
Now
bring your family. Say, I'm coming and I'm bringing my whole family. I'm thank God for the gift that keeps on giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The gift that keeps on
giving. It was there by faith I received my son.
In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for homes. Lord, during this Christmas season, reunite homes, oh God. There's a fire on this altar. Glory to God, it's burning. And Lord, I pray that you'll take that fire and cast it into situations and bring healing. Sister Judy, Lord, the doctors, they said she can walk again. The nerves have to be restored. Restoration. Restore those nerves, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless the family. Bless Lizzie. Bless Larry. Bless their going out. Bless them coming in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo!
Light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Oh, it was there.
It was there. You got a burden on your heart? Let Jesus have your burden. And now, if you got family members in the altar, you want to come up and join your family members? Come on up. Hallelujah. Come on up and hold mama or daddy's hand. Hallelujah.